Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
Can you welcome with me, Pastor Kola Oyeneye?
To the Lamb upon the throne, we raise a shout, we raise a sound, for He is God and God alone. To the Lamb upon the throne, we raise a sound, we raise a sound. For He is God and God alone.
Just the strength, just the strength. No drop you.
The Lamb upon the throne. Oh, and on to You we lift our hands in praise. You are the Lamb upon. I see the Lord, I see the Lord, He's exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne, who reigns forevermore. Generations after generations keep praising You, yet know what sons You are. Then I ask the Lord, what name is You? What did He say? And He said, hey,
I say, generation after generation, keep praising you, keep praising you. Yet no one sums you up than I ask the Lord, ask the Lord. What name fits you? What name fits you? And he say, yeah, and he say, yeah. We have come to Mount Zion in the company of innumerable angels, ascending and descending in this place this morning, that the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost might be glorified. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power might be of him, not of us. And if you've got some life in you to honor God this morning, why don't you throw your hands in the air and just bless the Lord. Young people all over this place, just wave those hands and bless him this morning. Bless him this morning. Bless the giver of life. Bless the giver of every good and perfect gift. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. He's our eternal excellency, our joy of many generations. The one who was is the one who is, and the one who is to come. Is mortal, invisible, the only living and the only wise God. Who is like unto you, O God, among the gods? Who is like unto you? For you are glorious in holiness and you are fearful in praises. Always doing wonders. Oh, we bless you, Lord. What a time to be alive. What a time to witness what you are doing in the lives of men and women at such a time as this. Blessed be to your name, O God. Thank you, Father. Holy Ghost, this moment is yours. This hour is yours. This message is yours. Make this period your finest moment yet. Oh, that you will rend the heavens, that you will come down, that the mountains may flow down at your presence as when the melting fire burns. It makes the waters to boil, that the nations may tremble at your presence when you did terrible things that we look not for. You came down, the mountains flow down at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not seen nor perceived by the ear, neither are the eyes seen, O God, what you have prepared for them that wait for you. YMR is the retreat of waiting on you. We wait on you this morning. Oh, lift up your voice and just pray in the Holy Ghost for just a couple of minutes now. Come on, come on, come on, do it. Do it now. Oh, Makuria Paye de Boshanda. Oh, Male Catalapaya. Ele Krunda Bayaraba Shendeye. Ureka Pataleka Manoko Sotoye. Oh, Talapaye de Gesotonda Yele Katoria Baya. Ilele Matoka Pazataya. Oh, Rakataya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ever ask, imagine, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory, honor, dominion forever and ever. For his kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom. His dominion shall be an everlasting dominion. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, immortal, invisible, the only living and the only wise God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. If it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery and upon the harp. For you, O Lord, have made us glad through your works. We will triumph in the works of your hands. Clap your hands, all ye people. Clap your hands, all ye people. If you've got some breath in you and got some life for God, why ever make some noise? Hallelujah. God bless you all. You may please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, turn to your neighbor and say, welcome to an encounter this morning. I bless the name of the Lord for what he is doing. And why am I? I thank God for the privilege, not a right, to bring the word to you this morning. I want to celebrate this man of God. Come. Wait. He said that when he sees grace, he pursues after grace. When I see a soldier, when I see a man or a woman whose hand of God rests heavily upon, I honor them. Regardless of whether they are older or younger. 6 years ago when YMR started, I remember the very first edition that I was at. Very first. So it's good to be back at the sixth edition. At the very first edition, right across the auditorium here, in a very small hall that possibly could not sit more than 2,712 people. 6 years later, I'm back. See what the Lord has done. And see what the Lord is still doing. I call him man of fire because he carries fire. I want you this morning not to celebrate him, but like I said, that we have these treasures in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power might be of God, not of us. Please celebrate Pastor Daniel Olawande's God, his wife, Pastor Nifemi Olawande, and what God is doing in their lives and through them at such a time as this. Come on, Weimar, is that all you can do? For God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's great to be back after 6 years of the very first edition and seeing us becoming thousands upon thousands now, and we're only just getting started. I'm excited about where God is taking us. I want to bless the Lord. I was listening to my father in the Lord and my mother in the Lord on I think 2 days ago at the father and mother's blessing us as we started this, and I know that that blessing has remained up until now and will continue to function in our lives as it blessed us and this glorious gathering started. Today I will be continuing in many of the ways that you have already been taught and already been speaking to in the last couple of days. I'm on a mission to raise, train, and equip a globally relevant generation endowed with knowledge and empowered by the Holy Ghost to make the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God. Why is this important? Is that they must disciple nations, influence culture, shape politics, govern nations, become systems, build wealth, and advance kingdom. How will they do this? They must do this by self-discovery, by purpose discovery, and God discovery. That's who I am, and that's what I've been raised to do. I stand on this platform this morning to tell you that there are at least 10,000 people here who will govern nations around the world. No, you missed it. Let me give it to you again. There are at least 10,000 people who will, in one capacity or another, in the next decade, by 2030, will be called governors of nations. They might not necessarily sit in a position in a state, but you will be recognized as a governor in a nation around the world. There are at least another 5,000 people who will power the gospel with uncanny kind of wealth that the world has never seen before. I see a generation that is being raised that as witnesses of God's ability and power to raise from the miry clay and plant your feet upon a rock to stand and put a new song in your mouth and then makes you come out of the miry clay and places you amongst princes and empowers you with wealth, empowers you with word, empowers you with power and dominion. Those people are emerging from this retreat. If you're here, let me hear your amen. This is a preparation ground for what is to come. We see it currently at potentially the most important decade in our lifetime. Currently, between 2020 and 2030 is a window that potentially in our lifetime will go down in history as the most important decade in our lifetime. Between now and 2030, certain things will happen. We've already started to see them happen. That if witnesses don't begin to arise from this place, we as a body will miss out on what God is doing currently in this decade. I pray for someone under the sound of my voice this morning that when people are called between now and the next 7 years by 2030, names and roll call of those who matter in the kingdom of God, who matter in politics, who matter in business, who matter in education, who matter in technology, who matter in science, who matter in sports, who matter, when roll calls are being called, your name will be top on the list. Hear me and hear me well. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. I have a long way to go this morning, but please stick with me. And the Lord wants to do certain things that are specific this morning. I will speak very fast. I may not repeat myself. I encourage you to write fast as much as possible. The Bible says, Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful. If you have your pen, please underline, we are not careful. If you're using a digital Bible, please just asterisk or mark, we are not careful. He said, we are not careful. Let somebody say, we are not careful. Oh, come on, say like you mean it. Say, we are not careful. Why are you called this morning? We are not careful. He said, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so that our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But, verse 18, if not,
not. Let it be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Witnesses. The word witness is a noun and a verb combined. So it's one of those few words in English that you can interchange as a noun or a verb. You could simply say, I witness to him, a verb. Or I'm a witness, a noun. Interchangeably. The verb to see, hear, or know by personal experience. Let somebody say personal experience. By personal experience. To testify or give an account of an evidence. The noun, it's an individual being present, personally seeing or perceives a thing, a beholder or a spectator, a person who gives testimony. Gentlemen and ladies, young men and women, God has been in the business of raising and calling witnesses for time and memorial. Noah, Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, a witness. The Bible says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, a witness. Abraham, before he became Abraham, the Bible says that Abraham replied and said to the king of Sodom that I will not take anything from you, that lest that thou see that you, not God, has made Abraham rich, or Abraham rich. So Abraham was testifying or being a witness to God's ability and capability of making a man or a woman rise. Genesis chapter 14 verse 24. Genesis 14, 24. Joseph, Genesis 48. Genesis 48. Joseph, a witness. They said to Joseph, we had a dream. We had a dream. Joseph made a mention as a witness in the prison. Regardless of where he was in the prison. He said, does interpretation not belong to God? Witness. He went further, even said it to Pharaoh in Genesis chapter 41. Pharaoh, O king, interpretation belongs to God. Moses, God said to Moes, Exodus 3:14, say thou to the children of Israel, introduce me to them as I am. Be my witness as I am. On Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18:20-40. The Bible says on Mount Carmel, Elijah became a formidable witness of the Almighty against the prophet of Baal. And all of a sudden, we discovered a God that answers by fire. And that's why we sing, the Lord that answers by fire, let him be my God. The Lord has answered by fire, let him be my... Because of Elijah's witness. Elisha, 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, he said to the king, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. I bring and I testify as a witness by this time tomorrow. Elisha introduced to us the God of by this time tomorrow. No wonder Job heard all of this. He said in Job chapter 42 verse 5, Job 42 verse 5, he said, I have heard you by my ears. He said, but now I see with my own eyes. Witnesses. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I knew you, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I called you and ordained you as a prophet to the nations, as a witness to the nations. Witnesses. And I love this man very much. David. Psalm 89 verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known his faithfulness to all generations. Simply saying, I'm a witness. David said to Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, you come against me with spears and swords, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. The God of the armies of Israel. He introduced him to us. John the Baptist in the new order. First prophesied of him by Isaiah in Isaiah 40 verse 3. The voice of him that stands in the wilderness crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And then in Mark chapter 1 verse 3, he emerged himself and said, prepare the way of the Lord. Witnesses. Let's hold it there for a minute. You see, in law, for those that are in law or are lawyers, there are about 10 types of witnesses. 10. 10 types of witnesses. But today we'll look at 3 types just to help us understand who witnesses are. When a case, when something happens, criminal case, somebody has done something and they are in court, the judge or the juries and the judge, for them to arrive at a verdict of guilty or not guilty, what do they begin to do? They begin to gather witnesses. The prosecutor will gather witnesses. The defendant will gather witnesses. And depending on who provides more evidence, overwhelming evidence, as they will say, proven beyond any reasonable doubt, then a judgment is pronounced. Follow me this morning. The types of witnesses that they get, number one, is that they get expert witnesses. Lawyers understand this. Expert witnesses are people who, by their training, when they see a knife, they know the history of the knife. When they see a stab on someone's body, they know at what angle the knife came in. And they know whether this tall guy can stab somebody like this or a shorter person. They are expert. They were not there. Please stay with me. They didn't witness it. They were not there live. They are just using a body of knowledge as experts. Doctors are good at this. Forensics are good at this. Then you have eyewitnesses. They said they are calling eyewitness accounts. People who were there, as you are there right now at YMR. There's someone here this morning that before the end of this year, many people that are around you now will become eyewitnesses of your lifting. Oh, you missed it. We won't be looking for expert witnesses. There will be, I was there. I know him. I know her. I know him. I know what she used to be like. If you're that person, let me hear you shout, amen. Eyewitnesses. You then have character witnesses. Character witnesses are those are neither experts nor eyewitnesses. They were not there. They don't even have, maybe, they don't even have what it takes to really analyze what happened. But because by experience, they know the person that is being tried, whether for positive or for negative. Oh my God. They can simply say, well, I was not there. Ha. But I know that Shola, given his antecedent, cannot commit this crime. But I know that John, given his antecedent, definitely can do this. Based on patterns of behavior, I know by experience that she's capable of this crime. Or she's not capable of this crime. They are called character witnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me this morning. In the body of Christ, as we proclaim the name of Jesus, many a times we are not expert witnesses. We are not even eye witnesses, and I'll prove it to you, but we are character witnesses of the Most High God. We know by experience that we were blind, now we can see. We know by experience that we were poor, now we are rich. We know by experience that we were nobody, but He picked us from nowhere to make us somebody so that we can become a prophet to everybody. We know by experience. Follow me. Follow me. The center of our testimony, at the center of our testimony, is not a crime. It's not a crime site. It's not who is guilty or who is not. At the center of our evidence is the cross. The cross. The old rugged cross is at the center of our testimony and our evidence to the nations of the world. And now hear me. The Bible says, you see, the very people that can claim to be eyewitnesses of what happened at Calvary. Let me break it to you. Breaking news. They are no more. Nobody alive today, nobody listening to me right now, can claim that 2,100 years ago you were there when Jesus was nailed. But if you are here, please, let's see and have a conversation. So it means that we don't have eyewitnesses of what happened at Calvary. Do you agree with me? Oh, follow me. Do you agree with me? We also don't have expert witnesses of what happened at Calvary. Because to have expert witnesses will mean that we have them here. They have analyzed what procured our salvation by looking at his hands and his body, and they're giving us a report. We don't have. But some expert witnesses documented something for us that we can see. Matthew chapter 28 verse 5 to 6. They were both experts and also eyewitnesses. The Bible says, "And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here." Let somebody say, "He's not here." He's not here. He's risen. He said, "Come, see the place where the Lord laid." John, Peter, and other disciples were partly eyewitnesses and expert witnesses because they were there. They saw what happened. And ladies and gentlemen, there came Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, who was never there when he was crucified. In fact, he was never there when the Lord was even in ministry. But in fact, Jesus himself in Acts chapter 9 verse 5 had to introduce himself to him when he said, "Who art thou?" to Saul. When Saul said, "Who art thou?" to him, and he said, "I am the Lord whom thou persecutest." Paul became the greatest witness of all the disciples, even though he was never there. So therefore, I had an encounter. About 12 years ago, on a flight between two countries, I sat in a class with somebody, a class that typically you don't want to disturb anybody next to you. And it was very quiet, the man. And I wanted to witness to him. The Holy Ghost laid on my heart to witness to him. So I started to talk about Jesus. And after he listened for about 10 minutes, he stopped me and said, "Can I ask you 5 questions?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Were you there when Jesus, this Jesus that you said was conceived by the Holy Ghost?" He said, "Were you there?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Were you there when he was giving birth and named Jesus? Giving birth to and named Jesus?" I said, "No." He said, "Were you there when you said that I was arrested and crucified?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Were you there when he rose again?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Case closed." He said, "You have no case." Ha. For about a couple of minutes, I too felt that I had no case. And then the Holy Ghost said to ask him, I said, sir, I agree with you. Can I also ask you a few questions? He said, go ahead. I said, were you there, sir, when you were conceived? He said, no. I said, were you there when you were giving birth to? He said, no. I said, were you there when you were giving your name? He said, no. I said, do you remember anything before your third birthday? He said, no. I said, how do you know that those accounts exist and they are accurate? He said, there were eyewitnesses there. I said, out of all those eyewitnesses, I said, are they still alive, sir? He said, no, most of them are no longer because their parents are all, his parents are all done. I said, which ones do you have left? He said, only people that know my family and they know me. I said, sir, those people are called character witnesses. It means that they know you. They know your family's house. They know your generation. They are able to attest to the fact that you were born in 1937 in a particular place on a particular day and given a particular name, and you've grown up since then. And by experience, they know you and they know you to your house. Therefore, by experience, I know Jesus. By experience, I know the Father. By experience, I know the Holy Ghost. By experience. By experience. And welcome to the dispensation of character witnesses. There are many of us. We are not experts. We don't even know how to dimension the scriptures enough. We don't know how many inches or how long the nails that crucified our Lord, how long they are. We don't know how he died. We were not there when he rose again. But we know what we felt when we were saved. I know by experience. I need no man to tell me as a witness. I know by experience how he saved me. I know by experience why am I. This generation, if nobody knows by experience, Kola Oyeneyi knows by experience how he took him out of a miry clay, planted his feet upon a rock to stand, put a new song in his mouth, made him a voice. I know by experience. I'm a character witness of Jesus. We've got evidence. Where the living proves that God keeps promises, his words won't fail. I've got evidence. I'm the living proof. Yahweh keeps promises, his words won't fail. For you always keep your word. That's what you do. That's who you are. Hey. You always keep your word. That's what you do. That's what you do. Oh, I've got evidence. I'm the living proof.
Papa keeps promises. His words won't fail. Smith Wigglesworth. John Wesley. Ora Roberts. John Knox. Pa Elton. Catherine Kuhlman. Brother Hege. Bishop David Oyedepo. My father, Pastor Iye Adeboye. We've got evidence where the living proof that he rose again and is coming back. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. You are in good company of witnesses. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded, ele pato namakoria pashataya, we are surrounded. We are surrounded. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. This generation is surrounded. What are we waiting for? I have come to charge someone today. What are we waiting for? The fathers have paid the price. The mothers have prayed the prayer. What are we waiting for? Some of you are walking, living miracles of the walking power of God. He saved you, rescued you, poured out His Spirit upon you. Yet we play church. Oh, Makuria Paya. Many of us would have died a long time ago. Why are you alive? Have you ever asked God? Why am I here? Why am I still here? I kid you not, I shouldn't be standing where I am now. I shouldn't be holding the microphone I'm holding now. My name should not be heard and people will make a noise. But I've got evidence. I'm the living proof. And I will tell it to the world. That God keeps promises. Come. And His words won't fail. You know, my God, there's an unction of God upon your life. You should have been gone a long time ago, but you are still here. You are here not for you, but for the cross. Become that witness now, beginning from now. There are many under the sound of my voice. The Holy Ghost will be speaking to you, convicting you. I didn't come to play. I didn't come to play. If a musician could introduce his father to all of us, and called himself Omo Baba Olowo. Up until that time, we didn't know the father. The father was unknown in Nigeria. Until this superstar sat on a stage and called himself OBO. We started to find out who is the father. They said Adeleke. Who is Adeleke? A billionaire. We didn't know of him before then. Yet, many of us get platforms and we go quiet for the father. Ah, Kapayarabashanda. Introduce your father. Ricardo Kaka. Ricardo Kaka. Former World Footballer of the Year. Born again Christian. Spirit filled. Tongue talking. Bible waving. Got on the biggest stage of all. Playing for Brazil at the World Cup. When they said that we should shut up about Jesus. Nobody should call the name of the Lord on public platforms. Yet, he took the ball and scored a winning goal. Went to the corner, lifted up his shirt, and written, I belong to Jesus. 1.3 billion people saw it. Yet, just 1,000 people on Instagram, you cannot introduce your father. We become shy. LinkedIn is my professional platform. To hell with professional platform. Who gave you the profession? I've got evidence. I'm the lead. Our God keeps promises. His word. Oh, fail. I believe very strongly, P. Daniel. This gathering cannot be a casual gathering every year. God is raising a new generation of character witnesses. Who simply all they need to share is I was blind, I can see, I know him as a healer. I don't care what you write, I was poor, I'm rich, I know him as a provider and lifter. I was a nobody, I'm somebody. I don't care what you say, but I know him. I know him. I know we are here for our needs. I don't have a problem with our needs. But come on, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Introduce the kingdom and his righteousness. Everything else you are chasing will be added to you. I'm a living, breathing, walking evidence of the fact. In my entire life, I have never begged for bread. I shared this at YAC. I'll say it again. Many of you that follow me online, you know, I don't send anybody. I might be writing anything as professional as it may be, but you find God and Jesus there somewhere. You know. And that has not stopped a Muslim nation to come looking for me in Nigeria. An access key to the city was given on a platter of gold. Honorary. Yet, I'm a believer. And I know that I have access to the city, like my father said. You know they didn't give you that for just so that you can come in and out. It's so that we can take the gospel there. I'm a witness, people. We are not local witnesses. We are not state witnesses. We are not national witnesses. We are not continental witnesses. We are global witnesses. At 90, A father goes around Christmas period witnessing. And please, don't mistake this for me thinking that you must become a pastor or that you must lead a ministry. No, 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 no. Kaká was a footballer. Yet, I belong to Jesus, projected to 1.3 billion people. He didn't speak a word. A young man had an accident recently. When you see the car, you will know that he should have died. He should have died. Car somersaulted, fell down from a bridge, head compressed. They had to bring him out alive. He came out of church, gave testimony. I was very happy for him. And God spoke to me, talked to him after service, and tell him, I kept him alive as a witness. Your testimonies are limited in your local church. They are to be spread around the world. I kept him alive. He would have died. The children of the devil are not afraid to talk about their father. From club to club, they talk about him. From stadium to stadium, they talk about him. Lagos to London, they talk about the devil. In their music. Yet, we are caged. Politically, we must talk about our father. That's the only way we take Nigeria. Hey, Lapaya. Hey! For there is an earnest expectation waiting only for one thing. Manifestations of the sons of God. How do we manifest? We witness. I've got evidence. I'm the living proof. God keeps promises and his words won't fail. For you always keep your word. That's what you do. That's what you do. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. The writer, as I begin to bring this home, then charged up, please remain standing. He said, let us therefore lay aside every weight. You know why it's difficult to witness? It's because many of us are still carrying weights. And every time you want to witness, the devil reminds you, remember what you did last night? Because for every witness, there's a counter witness. Even in the court of law, the objective of the legal person in the court of heaven is to discredit your character as a witness. To say, this guy that is saying this thing, go and check him, he's a liar. And so we carry those weights and it limits us. Don't leave YMR with those weights. Drop them. A sprinter runs faster when they are light. In fact, their clothes are designed to be aerodynamically compliant. So they blend with air. The lighter you are, the higher you go. I'm bringing this home. Jesus now said to the disciples, Jesus said to them that, don't listen to everything that K.O. is saying. Kola doesn't realize that you can't do this by yourself. He said to them, he said, tarry. Wait for power. That's why the retreat is important. He said, tarry. This character witness, again, Hebrews 10:15. Whereof
The Holy Ghost also is a witness. The Holy Ghost is a witness. So we're being invited into a place with the Holy Ghost, a veteran. It takes a veteran to train a soldier. It takes the Holy Ghost to make you a full witness. Now let's go to our text. Daniel. Yeah, please, usher, help them at the back. Help them at the back. Listen, our text, Daniel chapter 3. I read it. These three boys stood and said, "Oh King, we will be careful. We will not be careful. Many of us are too careful. In this generation, you are too careful. Who am I going to offend? You are too careful. I don't want to offend people of the other faith. You are too careful. I don't want to offend people in my office. You are too careful. They are careless about you. You are careful about them. Go on Monday morning and be carefree. Don't be careless, but be carefree. An effective witness is like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They have three characters. Number one, they are radical defender of the faith. Radical defender of the faith. Number two, they are instigators of revival. Even Nebuchadnezzar recognized it. We threw three men in, but I see a fourth man. When you move, God moves just like that. Number three, they are subduers of kingdoms. How do I become a witness from today? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He said that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you will be witnesses. Means that you are unable to become witness until power comes. So therefore you tarry in prayer, which you have been doing. Then you carry power. Number two. Number three. You deliver the message. Tarry, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Because by the time you get to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, what they were tarrying for finally came in power. Then you carry power. And three is that you begin to dissipate and distribute. Please lift up your two hands. God has been in the business of raising witnesses for many years. Today, he's here now to raise a new army of radical witnesses. Like the three Hebrew boys who will be carefree. Lift up your voice and say, "Father, I am ready." Oh, come on, say, "I am ready." Turn it into prayer, "I am ready." Just like the three Hebrew boys, "I am ready." I know you are all committed, born again children of God, disciples. It's time to arise now as disciples, as witnesses, expert witnesses. Speak of his character, of his personality. You have evidence, testimonies of what you were, what you are now. Oh, kapale prekete yereba shanda. Ele makuria pasata yaraba.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.